Of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brother Chester Ronning. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your aid, so we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Members of Chester Ronning's family, distinguished guests, and in particular, we express gratitude and joy at the presence and the many messages of the government of China, India, and Norway. Friends, Reverend Christensen has asked me to read the foremost obituary, which you will find in your program folder. Chester Alvin Ronning. Chester Ronning was born on December 13th, 1894, in Fangcheng, China, where his parents, Panororum Ronning and Reverend Halvor N. Ronning, were Lutheran missionaries. Chester spent 26 years of intermittent residence in China as a student, a teacher, and a diplomat. During World War I, he joined the Royal Flying Corps. In 1918, he married Inga Horche. After teaching in Edmund for 3 years, they went to China, where Chester taught in the mission school founded by his parents. In 1927, the family returned to Canada and made a home in Camrose, where Chester was principal of a Lutheran college for 16 years. For two of these years, he was a member of the Alberta legislature. During World War II, he served as head of RCAF intelligence in 1945. Chester joined Canada's Foreign Service and went back to China's first secretary in charge of the affairs of the Canadian Embassy. 1946 to 51. Upon returning to Ottawa, he was made head of the American and Far East Division in the Department of External Affairs. Chester served as ambassador to Norway and Iceland, High Commissioner India, and head of delegations to Geneva conferences on Korean love. He was a special envoy to Hanoi and Saigon, where he attempted to negotiate an end to the Vietnam War. Chester has received recognition from foreign countries, especially China, and 6 honorary degrees from various universities. He was one of the first 3 people elevated from officer to companion of the Order of Canada. His latest recognition was the Alberta Award of Excellence. Chester Ronning passed away on December 31st, 1984, at the Bethany home in Camrose at the age of 90 years. Chester's beloved wife, Inga, passed away in 1967. He is survived by 6 children, Sylvia Cassidy of Camrose, Alton and his wife, Avril, of Penticton, British Columbia, Mamie Westland of Rockville, Maryland, Audrey Topping and her husband Seymour of Scarsdale, New York, Shereen Ronning and her husband Thomas of Vancouver, British Columbia, and Norman and his wife Sheila of Surrey, British Columbia. 24 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren. One brother, Reverend Talbot Ronning, and his wife Ella of Chicago, two sisters, April Jansen of Oakland, California, and Victoria Lemon and her husband J.B. of Carlsbad, California, and a host of relatives and friends who will deeply miss Chester Ronning. His life has been dedicated to promoting education, tolerance, and equality for the betterment of society, and love for and faith in the Lord. Friends, we are gathered to express our love and respect for Chester Ronning. In a sense, we speak more to relieve our own grief than to testify to his work. But the life of Chester Ronning speaks for itself in terms more meaningful than what may be said here. His life was a message of love and service to mankind. Its imprint will be lasting in the peoples of several continents. If only for our own comfort, let us recall some moments with him. To the Topping family, Chester Ronning was many things. He was a profound philosopher and humanist, a distinguished diplomat of incomparable experience, and in our house he wrote passages of his memoir. But he was also a loving father, an inspirational grandfather, and a better carpenter than any we could hire. He and I walked in our garden. I called him La Fuda, old teacher, and he called me La Punga, old friend. And he often talked about his love and admiration for his children, for Inga's children. There was Sylvia, an outstanding teacher, and that was very important to Chester because before anything else, he considered himself a teacher. And Alvin, a fighter pilot of 17, veteran of the Battle of Britain, Canadian Air Force test pilot, a man who had crammed more into a short span of years than most men do in their lives. And Mamie, who set an example of loyalty and courage when her husband David was stricken, that was an inspiration to us all. And Audrey, author and photojournalist, and he was so proud that she was to be his biographer. Shereen, the exemplary wife of Thomas, Norwegian diplomat who represents Norway here today, and together, Thomas and Shereen showed their mettle in such difficult posts as Cairo and Moscow, and in a way took the Ronning family back to its Norwegian roots. And Harmon, Air Canada pilot and captain who was intelligent and skilled for responsibility each day for the lives of so many people. And Inga, his beloved wife, and in his children, Chester found strength and motivation to go forth into the world to champion his principles. With your leave, let me remember Chester Ronning, not as his friend or as his son-in-law, but as a journalist. I stood at his side at the West Gate of Nanking on that early morning in 1949 when the People's Liberation Army marched into the Nationalist Capital to seal the triumph of the Chinese Revolution. And I saw him battle in the next decade to bring peace to Asia and to win recognition in the West for the new China. There was his struggle to end the war in Indochina at the conference on Laos at Geneva, where I saw diplomats of all sides defer to his wisdom and experience. We met in Thailand when, as ambassador at large, he came out of Hanoi with a peace message that could have stopped the killing in the Vietnam War years earlier if his advice had been taken. And I witnessed his compassion in India, where the people responded by naming a town for him. And so I report to you as a journalist. This was a man who came down from the pulpit to fight in the trenches for humanity. This was a man who saw the future clearly when the vision of leaders of nations was clouded and misdirected. This was a man who finally triumphed in the realization of his dream of friendship between China and our nations in North America. So if we must shed tears today for Chester Ronnie, let them be tears of pride. If we erect memorials, let them be in celebration of his achievements, not to the clay. For there can be no farewell to Chester Ronnie, for truly he lives in the hearts of the people.
Members of the family of Chester Ronnie, and to all of you who have gathered here today, I wish to say a very special welcome on behalf of Messiah Lutheran Church. A special welcome to all of you who have come great distances to be here today. It is a tribute to Chester Ronnie that we have people here from around the world. We invite you, all of you, to come back and to join us here at the church for fellowship following interment at the cemetery. We've come together today to express our grief at the death of a great man, to be with his family, as they grieve his loss. Some of you have come because Chester Ronnie was a great and famous man, but many more of you have gathered here today because Chester Ronnie was your friend. We have also come together today to celebrate his life. God gave Dr. Ronnie remarkable talents and abilities. God claimed him in his baptism and strengthened him in his faith in Jesus Christ until the day of his death. By the grace of God, his life glorified his Creator and Redeemer. We believe that God has destroyed death by the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus. That death has become a doorway into eternal life. Chester Ronnie believed that. Since death has been defeated, God turns sorrow into joy. And so we grieve today. And the grief is real. The loneliness and the ache in the heart is very real. But we grieve not as those who have no hope. The same God who claimed Chester Ronnie also claims you and me in Christ and wishes to strengthen and support and encourage us so that our lives may glorify him as well, even though our talents and accomplishments may not be as spectacular as Chester Ronnie's were. This great God is for us, and it is to his word that we turn for hope and comfort, reading first of all from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh shall I see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. And reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And reading from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here ends the reading of Scripture. Thank you. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Heaven has many children, my father. The Lord is my shepherd. We thank thee that thou art our spiritual shepherd, that thou didst come that we might have life abundantly in this world, and the hope of eternal and everlasting life. We thank thee that thou dost lead us in the paths of righteousness, restore our souls, and comfort us in sorrow. Help us, Lord, to accept thy way. In all things, God works together for good to them that love him. Lord, we love thee. Help us to commit ourselves anew to thee, to rest in thy promises, to delight in thy great selflessness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Christensen, talking. Members of the government from China, India, Canada, and Alberta, we thank you for your presence. Bear us up on the arms of sympathy and the arms of prayer. It draws us closer to each other. The last words of my mother, who died in China, were these. Narmara Gu, Narmara Varandra. The closer we get to God, the closer we get one to the other. We are gathered here today in loving memory of Dr. Dr. Chastain. He's always the name was Chastain. Chester, Alvin. This good name, Ronnie. We think of the highest honor that the Canadian government gave him, Companion of Canada, and the honor that the Alberta government gave him. Today, we come to award him a greater honor than man or government could ever give him. We read in Timothy, the time of my departure has come. I have fought a good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. And therefore is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not only for me, but for all who love the Lord's appearing. Not a crown of roses, or bronze, or silver, or gold, or jewels, but a crown of righteousness. To all who love the Lord's appearing. Do Chester love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do I love the Lord? Yes, I love the Lord. I'll admit that my love is often lukewarm and cold and indifferent and careless, but deep down in my heart, I love the Lord. Lord, I want to be a Christian. Tell me in my heart, you know, all those wonderful songs. Christ in the heart. Those that love the Lord, if you love me, keep my commandments. You love God because you loved us first. Perhaps the first song that Chester ever sang was Yes, oh, I will work out there. Some shall go, or some in there. Find it out, hide it, go, we are. War, say, run, roar, go, gun, gun. Go, yes, oh, I will, go, yes, oh, I will, go, yes, oh, I will, yo, some shall go, to war. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now they tell me that one of the last songs that he sang, records it, was Yes, oh, I will work out there. Jesus loves me. I know it. And therefore, we thank God for Chester. He believed and he lived his life. He was a teacher in China. He was president of Camelot College. He was interested in politics, interested in the farmers, the Canadian Commonwealth Federation, and the cooperatives. And one of the old deacons came to Father and said, don't you feel ashamed that one of your sons has left the Christian service and gone into politics? Father snapped back at him. Have you ever read about the Good Samaritan? The priest came and saw the man beaten there. He walked by. The pastor's friend, including myself. The Levite, the deacon, walked by. Too busy. Too much concern for other people. The Samaritan, the outsider, came. Set up his horse and treated him kindly. I'm proud of my son, Chester. I think that his background has prepared him to go to China, to go to India, to go to Norway. He has been faithful in what he has done. I turn to Micah, who says, what does God require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly before your God? And I turn to Romans and I read, for the kingdom of God does not mean food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit. I feel that my brother Chester lived this life. And this 10-talented man was faithful in serving the sufferings of mankind. I hear Christ saying, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom of God prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and he gave me food. I was thirsty, and he gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Good news of great joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I feel that that's where he got his strength. In all things, God works together to good, for good to them that love him. Do you love him? Did he love him? Do I love him? I've fought the good fight, I've run the race, kept the faith, and henceforth they've laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not only for me, but for all who love the Lord's appearance. I have not seen, ear has not heard, man cannot conceive what God has prepared for those that love him. I have not seen. What's the most beautiful sight you've ever seen in your life? The gorgeous sunset? The sailboat on the lake? The valleys from the mountain peaks? I have not seen. Man cannot imagine what God has prepared for those that love him. Ear has not heard. To hear that human voice accompanied by the organ, the a cappella choirs, the symphony orchestra, the sound of the wind lapping against the rock, the sound of the wind in the pine trees, the laughter of little children, how he would have enjoyed being at his home last night and all his great grandchildren. Oh, dozens of little folks running around, you know, and they were so happy they didn't know anything about sorrow. We thank God for his great salvation. How fortunate we are. I was 7 years old when mother died. And father sent a cablegram home to America. My mother's name was Hannah. But Hannah in glory. Hannah in glory. All my life, I've thought of my mother as being in glory. Flicky to Bada Tu, take for my children to King, take for under folk, take for it, and Bada help in Jesus, of they made it, of what it is true, shall the take good, heavenly kept. Isn't that tremendous? The heavenly kept, the greatness. Don't be afraid, only believe. Don't look at the circumstances around about you, don't look at others, don't feel sorry for yourself. Only look up and pray, and because of your faith, you shall see the glory of God. We are part, we are sheep, who can't find sheep, who can't see sheep, who can't win. Wei Wang Zhu, Zhu Dao Gao, Bin Jin, Jian Su, Zhonya. Oh, that will be glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face. That will be glory for me. And for you, and it is for Chester, celebrating with his father, with his mother, with his wife, with his brothers, with his sisters, and on both sides the family, the different ones. Just think of that day when we shall be united before the throne of grace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Grant us grace to entrust Chester Ronning to your never-failing love which sustained him in this life. Receive him into the arms of your mercy, and remember him according to the favor you bear for your people. Be with people around the world who have been touched by Dr. Ronning's life. Inspire them by his example to live lives that give glory to you and to strive for peace and understanding among all nations and races. Grant peace and joy to his family. Support them in this time of grief. Grant them grace to celebrate his life and to commit him now into your everlasting and loving arms. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to life. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray.